Please note that the opinions or views of the guest and or the host of any of the radio broadcasts broadcasted on the Urban Flavor Radio Network are not necessarily the direct opinions or views of the Urban Flavor Radio Network, its advertisers, and or affiliates. The Urban Flavor Radio Network is hereby held harmless against any of the opinions, views, and or the content of the following show.
Hit one. Yeah.
I'll be scared.
You can be scared if you want.
Nah,
still
no,
hit
you,
one.
No, you can't. Don't be scared. Hit one. The worst thing that's going to happen is we're going to hang up on you. That's the
yeah. I mean, yeah. And we don't hang up on people often.
Cause niggas, I can't say niggas don't be calling because niggas do call. But, and we appreciate the ones that do press one. We appreciate y'all and we encourage y'all to hit one again.
Again.
Do it again. You know what I'm saying?
Another one.
You know, as DJ Khaled would say. come on down. You know. Yeah, we about to get into our paper shit to figure out what the hell we got going on this week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. All right,
here we go.
Okay, bye. Let's get it. All right.
Here we go. You be cheating, though. All right.
Okay. Who won?
Now he lied. He lied. He told me always pick Rocky. He tried to switch it up this week. He won again.
Yeah.
We about to play a new game.
Yeah, we is.
I want to win.
Yeah, we is. Well, if you took a plan B, you probably won.
Not this much. I'm clear.
Okay, bet. Okay, bet. I get it. I appreciate
go
it.
Go ahead, winner. Gone.
Okay, this right here is interesting to me because I really don't do drugs like that. You know what I'm saying? Especially hard drugs. But the Columbia professor, Carl Hart. Yeah, he's a professor of psychology and neuroscience.
Oh, wow, the brain.
Yeah.
He works with the brain. Every aspect. Okay.
Well, not only is he a professor, he also chairs the psych department and has a fondness for heroin.
Oh.
Now, I don't mean a fondness for heroin where he's trying to, trying to break down how it affects the body or what it does to the human body or try to, you know, prohibit it in any form or fashion. No.
Okay.
He has a fondness for heroin for consumption. This is his
he's a user.
Yeah, he's a substance. This is his substance of choice. And he picked a fucking dangerous drug. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he would pass a lot of soft words and went straight to the...
Oh, there was no gateway. There was no gateway drug interference.
No, he didn't tap on the little one.
No, he went straight to the heap, top of the mountain of drugs. You know what I'm saying? he went there, and apparently, he does for the last 10 days in a row. He snorted small amounts of heroin each day. Each day.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
he taught the class.
Then he taught the class over Zoom. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So yeah, man. He said he experienced mild withdrawal symptoms 12 to 16 hours after the last dose.
Oh, I mean, he's been doing it for 10 days. So, I mean.
Yeah. But he sees the discomfort is a worthwhile trade-off. You know what I'm saying? He likes it.
Yeah.
Really into it, man. And, you know.
And he probably know the answers, too, of why he likes it. You know, he works with the brain. He's teaching you everything about it. That got to be a weird class, though.
Yeah, okay. But hold on. Now, hold on. Wait just one second, yeah. Because not only is he a professor, I found out he's an author as well.
This nigga
wrote a fucking book that's called Drug Use for Grownups, Chasing Liberty in the Land of Fear. Now, I will give it to him. That's a fucking hell of a title. That's a fucking hell of a title. Drug Use for Grownups. Because I don't know if you know this or not. But Drugs really don't come with instructions.
I mean, no. No, no, no. It's nothing on the package label. Not unless it's over the counter.
Yeah.
Street
well,
drugs don't come with no instructions. No
instructions, no manual, a pamphlet or of any sort.
I ain't never heard a drug dealer say, yeah, so you going to do this on the full stomach and give it 2 hours.
No.
No, no, no.
I've never heard that. They normally don't even give a fuck about what they give.
They really don't. One of his students is probably his supplier too.
I wouldn't put it past. He's on a college campus, so I'm pretty sure his access is immense.
Unlimited.
Yeah.
Limited.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I mean, he's probably be dozing off in class. Like, come on.
Hey, wake up. Mr. Hart. Somebody check Mr. Hart's heart pressure.
Mr. Hart said if you go to sleep for more than 4 minutes, somebody tap him on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Right.
And then back up.
Oh,
tap
my
him back
God.
Up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I mean, but we know adults use drugs. It just is what it is. But
yeah,
it's like he's a professor of the arts. Like he does the drugs and then teach you. See, children, drugs are good.
Yeah, because I'm. This is how he justifies it. He says, Hart, who studies the effects of psychoactive drugs on humans, finds his use of the narcotic to be as rational as my alcohol use, like vacation, sex, and the arts. Heroin is one of the tools that I use to maintain my work-life balance. It is doing it in moderation and concentration for balancing his life. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Basically, he professionally did a Whitney.
Yeah, professor.
He just came out like Whitney did. Shit, this is what it is, and I'm good.
Yeah,
I want to see a picture of Professor Hart.
He's a black
man. I wonder if he got bags under his eyes.
He's a black man with long dreads, man.
Oh, of course it is. Of course. I'm going straight to the top.
And he's trying to advocate for decriminalizing possessions of recreational drugs. I was not surprised by that.
Of course, I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, that's fucking crazy, though.
I mean, so he's just snorting it up. I wonder
yeah, he's snorting.
On campus, like snorting in class. Like, I wonder if his students see him going.
Well, he said he don't mind a couple of lines by the fireplace. I think this is some recreational shit. I think this is some
alcohol. Commercial?
Yeah, you know how niggas might smoke a cigar and shit, drink some whiskey or something, you know what I'm saying? When he get home, he hit the motherfucker snorts. He clears his whole nostrils out.
He got a whole card set up.
Just for Heron.
Heron purposes.
Yeah, Heron purposes only. You know what I'm saying?
Drugs for adults. He has a book.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I'm thinking about ordering it.
I'm actually about to Amazon it right now.
Yeah.
They got it on digital. Drugs for adults. Let's read this shit, shall we?
Yeah, we got to read some of because this is very interesting. I've never seen a teacher do drugs publicly.
Not publicly. I mean, you had teachers that you might think do some drugs.
Yeah. Well,
you
they
might
were denied.
Think it fucked up.
They were denied.
You ain't got them actually doing the shit.
Hell yeah.
In front of the classroom.
Yeah. I never understood that shit, dude.
I mean, at least his drug choice is close to what he teaches. Maybe he's smarter when he's high.
I don't know.
Maybe he can focus better.
I mean, I would support. That's not like a stimulant drug, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Not like a stimulant drug. Like that's a drug where you go to Never Never Land.
Yeah, that's true. Might be somebody on the other side teaching him how to teach.
I don't know.
I don't know how to make this shit be better. I don't know how to make it feel better. Like, what school you teach them to make sure my kids don't go there? Because then they're going to learn how to do a bump. I feel like they in class, everybody in class, learn how the right measurement of what to snort so you can control life. But I don't understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he made a whole, and the dean is probably like, oh, he's one of the best teachers we have. Because he's doing that shit too.
Oh, he's going crazy. He's going fucking crazy, man.
He had a snort party. Yeah, we're having a cooking party at Professor Hardout.
But
bring your car.
This is the thing I do not get about heroin and heroin use. I don't want to do any drug I could potentially die from off the first use.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's too much of a gap.
I mean, but, you know, like they say, there is no instructions. It's like, do that shit and see what happens. I don't like surprises like that, though.
There's no instructions, but there is a fact check. There's a fact
check.
You can die from heroin. Even after a long line of use of heroin, you can die from that. So that's been proven time and time again. I don't want to gamble like that. And you know I love to gamble.
I understand it. I'm with you all the way, but just like, damn.
I can't gamble.
I want to know what led him to believe the heroin is some good shit and let's keep doing this shit. He must ain't had no bad trip.
No, it's been pretty clean heroin, though. It hasn't been stepped on and shit. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, shout out to his heroin team.
Mm-hmm.
We're making sure he don't fucking die. So he's teaching the kids that heroin is good for you if you know how to control it. Lord, today. Damn, Professor Hart. He's meant to be black as always.
Mm-hmm.
I never put shit past us. I swear to God. And then he on Zoom. So you know somebody screen recording his head. Look at his head.
They making memes out there, maybe.
Okay. Like shit, young.
Hell yeah. Damn.
They got a... They got his ass on Zoom, nose starting to bleed and shit. Don't nobody let him know that. Oh,
hey.
My God.
I mean, wow. I mean, it's fascinating that he, you know, that he went public with the shit, too. It's very fascinating.
I think he's trying to beat somebody else to go in public.
Yeah, like they caught his ass nose.
Yeah. You been caught, and nigga, we gonna tell everybody. Nigga, I tell whoever I want. Let me get three more bumps, and I'ma tell the world.
I'ma tell the fucking world. We're not that.
I don't give a fuck.
Come on, hand me a nappy.
Sir.
Mr. Hart, why the hell are you walking so slow?
He probably drives slow as hell. I'm beeping that behind the motherfucker. Bitch,
you know, you driving so damn slow, man. Walking around the cabinets like you a fucking zombie. What the hell is wrong with you, Mr. Hart?
I don't judge people for their choices of drugs and whatnot. I just choose not to do them as well.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
But damn, you're a professor. And you're a professional.
You dance for this.
I wonder how many years he's been doing it.
That's a good question, man. That's a good question. Let's see if I can find the answer for you. Because I was thinking the same shit. Is this something that he just picked up?
Right, like who introduced him to heroin? Like,
yeah.
You just one day you just woke up and said, huh, I'm going to go for the top-notch drug and see what it does to my brain.
Yeah,
the
because
fuck?
What the fuck do you got against weed and coke? What the fuck do you got against that shit?
He said that shit. He said heroin hit different. Hit different. He wanted something to hit a little stronger, hit a little harder. He skipped a lot of steps, though.
He did.
He don't drink alcohol. He don't smoke no weed.
Mm-mm.
I mean, he's sniffing, but he said, fuck coke. I'm going straight for the Monty.
Yeah. That nigga got the motherfucking Ritz-Carlton of drugs.
It's like shit. It's like shit, yeah.
His
drug choice expensive as fuck, too.
Yeah, that's not even, I mean, I don't know how much a professor makes. Let me see how much a Columbia professor makes.
I mean, but you, but he's an author, too. He done sold some books.
Okay, but you had to be, you didn't become a professor. Was you an author first or a professor?
If he was an author first and they still hired him off of how to use drugs as an adult, they should have been a little questionable right there. Somebody should have did a background check.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody should have followed him around to a couple little parties. He probably fun as shit, too, though.
He probably...
He probably fun as hell.
Mm-hmm.
He comes to the party with all the air, but everybody, like, hey, Professor Hardy! Saw the line, I saw the dance. He hear everybody a little bumper bump. That's crazy. I want to see a picture of Professor Hart. Because right now, in my mind, all I can think about is Professor Ogilvy. With dread. And I know he's probably smaller than that. So crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I know I used to have a teacher that got drunk, but damn.
Yeah. You know what? A nigga used to be in this probation program. And, you know, I had a nigga come to my house, pick me up and shit. Take me to different places around the city and shit, man. You know, just try to keep a young nigga on the streets and shit. And I'm thinking this nigga's a real stand-up guy, right? Until one day, he was riding. He went to go get something out, but I stayed in the car. And, you know, a young nigga knows and shit. Man, like to get into shit. Just like to look around and shit, see what's going on. Man, I seen a motherfucker pipe under this nigga car seat and shit.
Oh, my God.
Now, at first, the first thing I was mad at, I was like, damn, I'm glad we didn't get pulled over, nigga.
Hello?
Oh, boy, this shit under my seat.
Oh, you had the pipe or no pipe?
Yes, yes, exactly. I had the pipe that don't quit. You know what I'm talking about? That's still a little hot. Still a little residue in there. You know what I'm saying?
He's talking about, let me go get this little nigga before I go get him.
Yeah. Yeah, but it smells like motherfucking air freshener, and I knew it was no weed because I smoked so much weed at that time. I would have smelled it. I mean, smoking no weed, you know what I'm saying? He smoked that shit that leave your system in a couple of days.
Oh yeah.
He working for the state. You know what I'm saying? He working for
you get cleaner a couple of days.
Yeah, you can get cleaner in a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? If you smoking this weed, nigga, you are really risking it.
Yeah.
You risking it, yeah.
Oh, God.
I couldn't believe that shit, man. I said, nigga.
I don't know nothing about drugs, but I wonder how long heroin stays in the system.
Oh, we can find that out. Google has
University.
Unlimited answers.
The access.
Everything.
For all access.
Yay. You know what I'm saying? I think the only thing Google won't tell you is who gay or not. You know what I'm saying? That's the
oh
only thing.
My God.
tell you another language and shit. You know? They tell you
how to say it. They tell you how to say it in another language.
Yeah, they tell you a math equation. You know what I'm saying? What's the state bird in your city? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so heroin can stay in your body from 2 to 7 days.
So a week at the max.
Yeah. At the map.
I would assume
you
had to be.
You said that nigga did it for 10 days straight, so he wasn't worried about no drugs.
Oh, no. He wasn't worried about no drugs.
He wasn't worried about no drugs.
Mm-mm. 10 days.
He said he been doing this shit for too long. Ain't nobody taking him down.
Nope. I ain't playing no games with they ass.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mr. Hart, you got some white shit coming down your nose?
Yeah, man.
This is tan. This is tan.
Why your fucking nose bleeding on the textbook? Oh, boy,
your laptop got drip drops all over.
Yeah, man. Why your nose so wide? I ain't never seen a nigga with wide ass nostrils like that.
He probably only got one snout
or
just one snort side.
Of
fucking wide. That one narrow as shit.
I don't think he snort with both nostrils, though.
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, everybody got a favorite from what I hear.
Yeah. You know, I heard it. Most people do their left shit. You know, don't go to go to the brain quicker.
Get the blood straight faster.
Yeah, that left.
Oh my God. Everybody right. Gets a hot class like, damn, I knew he was on something, but heroin?
Yeah, heroin. I didn't know he was on heroin. Mm-hmm. Playing games and shit.
I mean, he skipped a lot of steps, though, but I just started thinking about it. You got motherfuckers that do, like, the hard prescription pills. He been past that shit, too. He said, nah, it's too cheap for him.
Yeah. You know, he must not have insurance and shit to do that. To do them hard pills and shit. You got to have insurance to do that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Doc, come on, Doc. Come on, Doc. One more trip. I lost the last one.
You can't fuck with me? My degree don't mean nothing.
I mean, I got degrees out here.
Yeah, they call me doctor, too. They call me Dr. Too.
Doctor too, bro. Like, I know what it do to the brain and you take too much, man. Come on.
Hell yeah. He keep...
Man, I got a cold. Ignore that. I got a cold.
Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? Why do you keep rubbing your nose?
Hey, partner, we got a caller. Somebody wants to sniff for it.
God, they must... Come on.
Come on down the line.
Yeah,
go. Yeah, what's going on, y'all? This is Jack Bipper.
Jack Bipper? What's happening, Jack, man? What's happening, brother?
Man, listen, y'all keep talking about all this heroin. Y'all ain't giving no shout out to all them people running around D.C. smoking them dippers.
Hey, man, they wouldn't know if we acknowledged them or not, man. Them niggas are superhero time right now. Them niggas are superheroes with no capes, man.
Yeah, they are the real zombies of you.
Yeah. They go hard with their fucking dippers. They go hard with their dippers, man. Especially if you get like a 2 for $30 or something. They go hard. They go hard out here. Shout out to the niggas that motherfucking get deals on dippers.
Ooh.
Shout out to the niggas that know how to negotiate off this. Oh,
and the cake too. And you can't forget the cake too.
Oh, now them niggas are different.
I'm scared of them.
Yeah, I'm real scared of them niggas.
I'm scared of anybody on cake too. I ain't even lie to you.
Yeah, cake too is a bit much. You know? That's a bit much for my blood. I can't. It's hard to respect them niggas, man. You know, you got to, when you see them niggas, you got to go the other way.
The other way.
You can't even look at Casey.
No eye contact.
Don't look them niggas in the eyes.
I think this guy y'all talk about should come to D.C. for the weekend and try the drugs out here to see how that works for him.
Yeah, man. You know, bring his fucking professor books and shit. Bring his laptop and shit, too. You know what I'm saying? So he can motherfucker do class.
Just drop him off in South East somewhere.
We will drop him off in Howard. No, no. I'm sorry.
Take him to Anacostia Park.
He got to go to UDC. I'm sorry. He got to go to UDC. drop him off in UDC. Right, out front. 20 minutes later, man, we can come back and conduct the research. Because he's going to be high about it.
He's going to be high as shit.
He's
going to
be high. You know what I'm saying?
And he's going to say hit different. This shit hit different around her.
Hey, man, where you get this shit from, man?
This some shit right here.
Yeah, who cooking this up? You know what I'm saying? That nigga wants some asses. I need to get this shit right here.
He probably got a little stash of heroin in every book he sells. Try this shit. I was just told you how to use it.
I thought you was going to say every pocket. Every pocket in his fucking blazer.
Mm-mm.
He got a bump in each pocket. Nigga walking
my 9-10 class.
Yeah, this is my
7-12 class.
This is my lunch break. This is my lunch break. Yes, right here.
I gotta get ready to go. So I just wanna let everybody know I got the 2 for 30s round 18 for D if you need that.
Go holler at Jack.
Yeah, Jack Dipper. Come see Jack Dipper.
Bring your own
18th
Jack.
And
bring
D.
Your own Jack too.
Yeah, you gotta bring your own cigarette. I'm just gonna dip it for you, but you gotta bring your own cigarette.
From Newport to Maverick, then it costs more.
They got Maverick on sale right around the corner store. Go get you some Mavericks.
Yep.
Come on around here and see me.
Man, we even dip your Capri. We even dip your fucking Capri. Your Slim. You know what I'm saying? You only need a little bit for them bitches.
Man, I had a guy come one time and dip the whole, what's the little things that they be smoking? Black and mild.
Oh, God.
He was smoking that for a minute.
Yeah, man, he need to be arrested, man, because he going to do something dangerous out of that shit.
He butt naked right now under the bridge.
He ain't found his clothes yet, man. Off a straight dipper, dipping black and mild. Are you fucking crazy? You should charge us $50 for that.
That's $49.99.
Oh, for sure. And don't bring no pennies around here, man. Bring no pennies, nigga. We need 4 exact change. Need a 50 piece. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, shout out to Jack Dipper. He did it like shit.
Dip.
Yes, man.
All right, guys. See y'all.
All right, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all heard it right here.
Yeah.
I know y'all know a teacher who used to do something. Y'all got a little story or something to tell. Hit the one and come on through. We're going to take a quick commercial break, pay these bills. You know, we got bills to pay. We not rich.
No, not. We may got some Hennessy on the side, but not no fucking heroin.
No, I ain't got no heroin. I ain't got heroin for sale. We'll be right back with y'all after a quick break.
More drug talk.
Repping the culture on air and in the community.
Do that, baby.
All night long.
We are more than just radio.
Now, hip-hop and R&B.
Urban flavor radio.
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
They were party. So on the weekends, I used to go up to D.C. My hair crimped and myself
and
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. And motherfucker, she wasn't playing when she got on that fucking bus, though.
She must have pulled that joint out on the bus driver, too. Is that a fuck?
No, she was banging it on the door.
She ain't pulled that door open with that motherfucker. I just wonder, like, how the fuck? That boy, girl.
You know that shit got the suction cup on the end of it, you know? Man, you wanna keep throwing shit at the bus, huh?
Pitches, huh? Uh-huh. I got something shot for you.
I'll throw this in your ass, boy. You not even fully developed yet.
Oh my god.
He ain't fully developed yet for this, boy.
Little ass nigga. Oh, my God. Go tell your mother.
Yeah. And she can get it, too.
Now, as an adult, I do understand how throwing shit at school cars is a bad thing. But, like, as an adult, I have done it. That's the terrible part. You know how you start out when you first start driving cars, you can't afford to get one fresh off the lot like all the other adults, so you buy you a little hoopty.
Mm-hmm.
I done had me a couple of little hoopties, just a few little hoopties, but it no matter when I bought them, I have always not had my front passenger window working. Somebody cut me off one time and show shit. I rolled down that back window and launched some shit at their car. I sure did. I didn't give a damn.
Goddamn right you did.
But ain't nobody come out with no suction dick on me. And I'm like, who are y'all with no suction dick?
They ain't have it on them.
They ain't have it yet.
Nah. I was. And I, they would have
all the way home. Like, somebody just had a big boy on me.
Yeah, where my dick at when I need it?
I thought I left it in a book bag.
God damn, man.
She done went home and scared that little boy so bad.
Oh, he almost, I'm pretty sure he shit on himself.
Oh, my God.
I would be very surprised if he didn't.
He'll never be the same.
Because in the video, it's a 15-second video.
Yeah, and his friends probably be like, hey, John, you try to throw something out the window? Okay. I'm running the bus now.
Yeah, he sit right on the steps. As soon as you get on the bus. He don't see no cars and shit. You know what I mean? He sit right on the steps, man.
Oh, God.
Like, you know, you can't sit right there, man.
You gotta get behind the yellow line, baby. You can't be up here.
Yeah.
I'm safer up here.
Nah, man, that dildo, man. You ain't see that dildo, man.
Oh, my God. Lord, today.
Ooh,
Lord, today.
That was hilarious, man. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, man. Is it me or motherfucking is most of thugs they back is to be big as shit?
I don't know.
I'm gonna send you the video and watch her back. Watch her back.
It's wide.
Yeah, she went through the door sideways and shit. Let me hit this motherfucker, man.
Hey, y'all, the friends probably pointed his ass out, too. Oh, who was him?
It was him.
Him right here. Him.
It was him.
Whoever was sitting in the seat with him jumped the fuck up and moved the fuck out the way.
The nigga that's sweating right there.
It was him right there.
Him. He did. He threw that shit. I ain't throw that shit.
I told him not to do it.
But I told his ass, man. He said, man, fuck that. I said, man, all right, go ahead. And he threw it. I said, he missed the first one.
Lord, today.
He missed the first one he threw at you.
He went in the book bag and got more. I told him don't do it. I told him don't do it.
I thought he was asking for a pen for homework or something.
Look, clean the fifth block of motherfucker, throw his ass all the way out of the bus. No, she came in with that big dildo. No, I ain't with you.
I ain't with that.
Like she tried to hurt somebody. Mm-mm, ain't gonna be me.
He gonna hurt somebody, man. Somebody in Virginia gonna be gone. Somebody in Virginia gonna be gone, man.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. God damn it, man. Damn. But I mean, you know, at the same time, they is kids, though, but
they
damn.
Is kids.
I know, but they like on the very last brink of kids. Like, they high school. Like,
they were high school kids. I meant to ask how old was the boy.
I would say he's anywhere from 15 to 17. So, it makes it hard for me to even be like, yeah, you're a kid. Bro. You barely a kid.
You old enough to know right from wrong.
Oh, for sure. You old enough to definitely get in trouble for it. That's for damn sure. You old enough to be disciplined for it. Yeah? Now, how that discipline goes, I don't know. I don't know how.
A permit means a diamond stud, Dick.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm about to write a joke about that. Speaking of joke, oh, my God.
What's up?
Shit coming up.
Oh, yeah, we do, man.
We got some shit coming up. So, you know, all y'all listening, we got some shows coming up. Of course, y'all already know every first Sunday we out here and there for the Shits and Giggles Sunday Takeover.
Get on our
different pages, on our different little sites and stuff. Get your tickets. They already on sale.
Yeah.
Then we got a little surprise show or something. Like, we doing something else.
Yeah, we is, man. You know, we out here working, man.
On Saturday night, we had the Ugly Mug.
Yeah, man. Come on down, man.
And them tickets are also on sale. Hit us up.
All ugly business free. Yep.
That's a lot of motherfuckers.
It is.
I feel like a drug dealer. We got ticks to sell.
Yeah,
we got ticks to sell.
don't pick your poison. Pick which one you want to come to, man. You know.
Yeah, but the Sunday show gonna be fire. Like, I can't wait. We got a couple of comedians that's coming out. It's hella funny.
Yeah, man. I'm definitely looking forward to it, man. Last time, we had a good time, man. People came out. So we want to thank them for coming out.
The comedians that came out and everybody for celebrating their Valentine's with us.
Yeah, whatever day you want to call that shit, man. We call it the Shits and Giggles Sunday. You know what I'm saying? So, no.
We had a ball. We always do. Like I said, don't forget to check it out. Shits and Giggles Sunday Takeover.
Yeah.
March 7th,
we're back in the building. You see?
Yes. Back at it again. Back at it again.
And don't forget, we are here every Sunday.
Yes.
Every Sunday. No matter what's going on.
4 to 5
each Sunday. Yes. Make sure you follow us on all our social media platforms. Urban Flavor Radio. Urban Flavor Radio Reloaded. Yes, man. Make sure you follow them. They got good content, man. Good things coming from them. Fuck with them. Fuck with us. We gonna keep giving you this shit live every fucking Sunday, man. And keep your weak ass in the house if you don't like it. Keep your weak ass on the phone if you don't like that shit. Don't call in. If you don't like that shit, don't call in, nigga. You ain't got to tell us you don't like that shit. You ain't got to say nothing. Don't say nothing to us. But if you fucking with us, man, comment on our pages, man. Interact with us. We do interact back. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Immediately.
Yeah. And if we can't get to you right that second, man, I'm telling you, within that day, it's coming. Your response is coming for sure.
Yeah.
We love the interaction with folks, man. You know what I'm saying? And we would love your punk ass to call in and hit one. We would love
Hello.
That shit too.
Hello, call in. Get
the one. What are we not interested or something?
I think we're a little break.
Ah, man. Get out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Look, if you ain't chicken shit, you know how to reach us, call and hit one. But of course, you know we love hearing feedback. We love hearing from y'all. Hit us up on the Chips and Giggles Show on Instagram, or you can email it to us if you're too scared to hit us on Instagram.
Hell yeah,
y'all know where we at every week. Follow our content. Follow our people. We got Money Motherfucking Mitch coming up, Mr. G coming up, and Colleen. But it says Malik on Instagram. But
yep.
They hella funny. We got Brenton blessing us with music in March. And of course, Miss DJ Nina Medina.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man.
And of course, you can catch her on Wednesday. Women Crush Wednesday. Y'all missing it if y'all don't catch her.
Yep. Stupid. You know what I'm saying? Now, I want to tell y'all, man, we need to find somebody with the hair, man. Find somebody.
I'm trying to
be
Dr. Hart's new drug dealer. I need some heroin sales.
Yeah.
Give me up for your heroin
practice. Yeah, man, we can talk business and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to go to the school loaded. Man, the rock and roll, man. You know, man, we need some extra money.
Ooh, we need some money.
Yeah, we trying to fund our new show, man. We trying to fund it.
Every show fun by Dr. Hart.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? All his colleagues that need some too, we got you, man. And bullshit. I'm going to come down with the boy. You going to have the girl.
We're going to be the Wawa drugs coming through.
Yeah.
What you need?
Yeah, Pump 7. Come holler. Yeah, come on, man. It ain't a party in a party, man.
Until the dress fly through it.
Yeah, man.
I get out.
Hey, I got what you need. Oh, come on through, baby. Bring that Colombian check over here. Bring that motherfucking 13.5. 13.5 is like after taxes. Come on, man.
Thank y'all again for another week of fun. I hope y'all enjoyed it.
Hell yeah, please, man. Come on back, man.
We'll be y'all next week.
Yeah, we're going to be here. I'm telling you, we're going to be here.
Y'all, appreciate y'all. This is the Shits and Giggles Show once again.
Yeah, and please let us know. Give us something to motherfucking go off, man. If you want to talk about something, let us know. We can talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's right.
We ain't no therapist or nothing, so just think about what the fuck you asking me. But well, I'm talking about subject wise. Give us some subjects that you want to discuss.
Again, another one.
Yep, another one for your bitch ass.